Hey folks, are you ready?
Wait, my coffee.
What about my porridge?
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Breakfast with RGI for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. My name is Shamar Morkri, and I've got with me in studio Mrs. Bindi Attakchandrabisesar.
Yeah, hi, morning. Today's my auntie birthday.
Oh, it is? You want to give her a shout out?
Kamala Prasad Bisesar, the leader of the opposition of Trinidad and Tobago. Today's her birthday.
I thought you were being serious. That's not your aunt. That is not your aunt, Bindi. Why are you looking at me like that?
She is my aunt.
Okay, Bindi. Whatever you're claiming for yourself today, hopefully she recognizes you as her niece. It's also the birth anniversary of Machine Gun Kelly, MGK, who is no longer a rapper. No, he just does rock music and act. It's also Amber Heard's birth anniversary. She was in a lot of controversy a couple of years ago for her relationship with Johnny Depp. And John Joseph Nicholson, the American actor. A quote of the day is coming up, but even before that, today happens to be Jelly Bean
like
Day, Bindi.
Jelly beans. Jelly beans?
Yeah. I like jelly beans growing up.
Jack on the Beanstalk.
What?
You don't know about Jack and the Beanstalk?
Well, it's not jelly beans. He traded the... It was money he had, or cattle or something he traded it for.
You see them jelly bean on the beanstalk thing?
Anyway. Today's jelly bean.
You like jelly bean?
I ate them a lot growing up.
I really like the taste.
Not to me. I can't remember what it tastes like, honestly, because I haven't had it in years.
It's sweet and I got this, like, this peel aftertaste.
Maybe I gotta try some to refresh my taste buds. A quote of the day is coming from J.R.R. Tolkien. All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. The old that is strong does not wither. Deep roots are not reached by the frost. A lot going on here, I'll repeat. All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. The old that is strong does not wither. And deep roots are not reached by frost. Deep, some deep, deep thoughts right there. And just dissecting each and every point, I think it's all some things that we've heard before. We've all heard that not everything that glitters is gold. But he's saying not all gold glitters.
Basically, if to put it in a nutshell, right, you don't always believe what you're seeing, right? Because you have no idea what's going on the inside. You can see somebody laughing, being like operating all happy and excited about everything that's happening around them, yet they are suffering mentally, yet they have so much sorrows going on the inside that we don't know about, right? And this is something that's been happening, you know, all the time. We always take people for granted.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm still stuck on the first one. All that is gold does not glitter. Sometimes the things that appear the most mundane and boring might be the best opportunities at times. And also, I have to agree with the second point that was made. Not all those who wander are lost. Some people they're not searching for something, you know. Sometimes people tend to think because you're always in a constant state of change, it means that you're looking for something. But sometimes people just want to have their own experiences. They just want to be a part of life. Some people are living, not looking for something, but they're living just to enjoy the fact that we're here. We only have a short amount of time and every moment matters. And sometimes you gotta do that, man. You gotta live in the moment.
Yeah, sometimes we want to be a judge and it's not the best thing to be, right? Unless you're being paid for being a judge. Like a real judge.
Yeah, the last point that was made actually is one that I can relate with. Deep roots are not reached by the frost. Things that are strongly connected, like for example, family. Sometimes there are situations that come about that may cause a lot of people to break up. And I think understanding that we all share certain connections with certain groups or people that transcend any situation. Like no matter how bad things could get, you could always connect and reconnect with people. We're going to head to our first break or Song of the Day is coming up and we'll be right back.
RGI's Song of the Day.
Drink Pepsi Black for max taste. No sugar. Pepsi Black time, 6 hours 5.
vez deseara, no siente nada, porque el dolor le cambió el corazón. Anestesiada, no vive amargada, ni al mismo diablo le tiene temor. Disfruto el veneno que me da sus besos, de mí no tiene compasión.
Would you be missing the party this weekend because of that nagging cold and cough? Boost your body's immunity now by taking Feral Compound, a combination of vitamins and minerals to fight off coughs and cold so you can be the life of the party again. Don't be restricted by those nagging coughs and cold. Take Feral today and enjoy the little joys of life. Feral Compound is for adults and children 14 years and older, distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide. Introducing to you Yokohama's Deal of the Week. Get the best quality at the best prices with down payments as low as $850,000 on Nissan Tita, Toyota Sienta, Honda Fit, and much more. At Yokohama, you'll get the best quality, lowest prices, along with 6 months full coverage insurance, number plate, basic service, 6 months, 6,000 kilometers, warranty on engine, transmission, and air conditioner. Visit us at Lot 2 Plantation Sophia East Coast Demerara, or give us a call on 222-0646 or 503-4183. Check out our website at www.yokohama.gy or on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. Yokohama Trading, always your best choice.
Radio Guyana Inc. brings to you our local song segment.
This and every week from 11 hours started to 12 hours.
This is an incredible opportunity to increase your advertising presence in the local market for an affordable cost as thousands of listeners tune in for the latest happenings in the Guyana music industry.
Last night I've been out to this party.
For bookings and confirmations, please email marketing@guyanatimesgy.com. You can also give us a call on 223-7230-1, 231-0544 or 231-8064 for more information.
Listen to us online wherever you are on RGI89FM.com. Radio Guyana. More music, more memories.
An essential part of growing your brand involves gaining the trust of your customers. One of the best ways to do so as a manufacturer is to get your product certified by the GNBS Made in Guyana Standards Mark. The GNBS time is 6 hours 10.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Binduri is hear weird stories sometimes, and usually it's from news sites highlighting dumb criminals or stupid things that were done. But now it's actually turning to the police. This is an interesting one. Cops chilled, watch Netflix in woman's home, angering her. Yeah, you heard that one right. A British woman was really annoyed after catching police officers catching up on Netflix during an emergency search of her home. Wigan, England resident Abigail Lawton said she caught two officers on security cameras watching Netflix and using dumbbells while sitting on her sofa during what was supposed to be a welfare check after she was reported missing during a mental health crisis.
Oh my God. First of all, let me put it this way, right? I'm not saying that these are criminals or whatever, but sometimes we fail to realize that there are some officers out there that are not to be trusted, right?
Obviously.
That was me replying to the first statement you made right before you started the article. Secondly, they were supposed to be checking on her. She was probably not there.
She wasn't.
And they decided to hang around for a bit.
Let me just make sure she's safe. Maybe she might come back.
Maybe she's going to be here in a few minutes or so. Let's stick around.
Yeah.
So why not chill?
Yeah, just watch some Netflix while you're at it.
Did they take anything while they were leaving?
We'll know when we go down more. But while we're at it and we're chilling and watching Netflix, let me just leave these two dumbbells, man. Get a workout session in. It's been a busy day, hard work. But that was totally unprofessional by the police officers. Lawton said that she was disgusted by the behavior. The incident occurred on January 3rd, after cops from the Greater Manchester Police were called to her home. Police told BBC that officers were required to stay at the home in case Lawton returned as a safeguard measure while a larger search was performed. So
but
they were assigned
to stay there.
But not going the woman home, cock up your foot on the sofa probably and watching Netflix. That is not what staying
there
means.
What else you want them to do? Just stand up like two statues waiting for
them? I think usually when you're supposed to stay at somebody's home as an officer, and I could be wrong, it involves you staying in your police car and having what's called a stakeout, where you just chill there and look at the premises to make sure that nobody comes in.
First of all, did they break into her home?
It's technically not a break-in if it's a welfare check, because somebody would have requested the police go and visit to make sure that she's all right.
Okay, once they did not break in or take anything, I don't see that we should just come down on them like that, because first of all, this is me, and this is me telling y'all about a little about my personality, right? Say I'm about to enter a room to meet with somebody, right?
Yeah.
Have a little meeting, and that person is not in there right at the said moment, I'm going to take a peek, like walk around, at things.
But that's different. You are not a police officer who is a sworn professional. But here's the thing. Lawton said that she received an alert on her phone by the CCTV app, which showed that two officers were lounging in her living room. Lawton said that she subsequently was phoned by police and arrested for wasting police time and held in custody for 12 hours and then released. A spokesperson for the police said that the officers did not breach standards. The officers have been spoken to and understand that whilst the television had been left on and the dumbbells were left out, they should have refrained from watching it or using them while they were deployed to the location, a spokesperson said. Lawton also filed a complaint, an official complaint, against the police.
So they did not even put on the TV.
It was already left on. It was but still being the... Let me ask you this. You see somebody cooking. You go into somebody's house as an officer and they're cooking. It happens so that they left and the food is still on the fire cooking. You're going to come in and say, man, they already left the food on. Why not help yourself to a plate or two? That's basically what you're telling me.
I'm going to turn off the stove because obviously you're not supposed to leave something cooking.
Okay, well, why not turn off the TV and head back to your police cruiser?
Okay. Them taking food is way out of the topic.
It's different. It is different. We're going to head to another break. We'll be right back with history.
The time is now 6:15, coming to you with the compliments of Sally's Boutique, the new home of Clark's.
Are you bothered by mosquitoes, ticks, sandflies, fleas, and other biting insects? Simply shoo them away. Shoo is a clear, liquid insect repellent with a pleasant fragrance and a potent active ingredient that's effective against mosquitoes and all other biting insects. No need for toxic sprays and frustrating swatters. Rub on or spray Shoo insect repellent and enjoy instant relief and protect yourself against the dengue fever. Distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
Guyana Times. For stories that impact you in print, online, and on your mobile device.
For last night's scores and tomorrow's weather. For the latest in business and what's current in culture.
We're who you can count on for news and information. And it's what we deliver every day.
To advertise with us, contact our marketing department on telephone numbers 231-0544 or 223-7230 or email us at marketing@guyanatimesgy.com for more information on affordable packages.
Guyana Times, the beacon of truth.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
We're back with you right here on the 895. Just in case you're now joining us, this is Breakfast with RGI, and we're about to take you down memory lane. Actually, we're going to start on a very sad note because on This day in the year 1972, an 11-year-old boy, his name was Francis Rountree. He died after, I think this was 2 days after he was hit by a rubber baton round. So these rubber bullets were actually trialed on sheep just weeks before they were used in on the streets of Northern Ireland during the 1970s. Coroner's court has been told. Now, baton rungs were rushed about, they were rushed out to soldiers in Belfast, even though testing was incomplete and no consideration had been given to the harm they could cause young children, it was revealed. So this was very tragic, sad, and stupid at the same time. The urgency for the introduction of these weapons meant that the testing before they were introduced was limited. The experimentation testing was piecemeal, and 11-year-old Francis died on this day. And it was so, like, to think about it, I could only imagine what his parents been through.
Yeah. Right?
The case marred in controversy with disputes claiming, you know, whether the boy was hit directly or injured by a by another force, and if the bullet had been doctored to make it potentially cause more harm. But I guess all these are things that should have already been in place, like all these data. If you know you're firing a bullet, you should know exactly what you're firing. You should know if it was adjusted, if any changes were made, because you're the one handling it.
Yeah, I think usually, well, not usually, but now the protocol when dealing with firing rubber bullets is much different now, and you have to have some justifiable cause for using it, because it's still at the end of the day a projectile being fired at a high speed, and it's dangerous. If it hits you in the wrong place, it can be dangerous for anybody, whether child or adult. So that's where I think safety comes in, and educating persons who would be using, especially law enforcement officials, that there are only certain circumstances you're allowed to use that. And even now, it's seen as a form of, you know, more serious force. There are other ways that you can subdue people if you can. But if it's a last resort, then I guess a rubber bullet, something that it's used. It's usually used for dispersing crowds, though. That's something I know for sure.
Sad
also,
situation,
it's very sad. Also, on this day in 1993, the web browser Mosaic version 1 is released.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of it because it was such a long time ago, 1993. NCSA Mosaic is a discontinued web browser and one of the first to be widely available. It was instrumental in popularizing the World Wide Web and the general internet by integrating multimedia, such as text and graphics. Now, we know web browsers are applications that allow us to basically surf the web. And the more popular one in the world is probably Google Chrome. That is an example of a web browser. Now, Mosaic 1.0 was the first web browser to achieve popularity among the general public, and with it, the web as we know it began to flourish. The web in the early 90s was mostly just text, so instead of all the images we see on websites and, you know, the songs and everything that came along with what the web is known for now, it was just text back in the early 1990s, and people were posting images and photos, audios and videos to web pages. But these pieces of multimedia were all brought together by the Mosaic web browser. And it got credit, a lot of credit, for inspiring a lot of the web browsers we see today. And the company who actually made Mosaic, their code is now what powers, well, for the most part, you know, Mozilla Firefox?
Yep.
Mozilla Firefox. Mozilla. Yeah, that's a descendant.
I call it Mozilla.
That's a descendant of the Mosaic code. So it inspired a lot as well. I know back in the early, well, not early, but the late 2000s when I first started using the web, it was very different from what it is now. It was still mostly text, my knowledge, and web design was not as big of a thing as it is now. So hopefully we can see the internet evolve, and it continues to do so. One day we can get to access virtual reality.
I think when I first started using the browser,
yeah,
that was it. Mozilla, whatever.
Yeah, it was Mozilla for me as well.
Yeah. Now it's very slow.
I don't know if it's slow because I haven't used it in a very long time, but it doesn't have the same recognition that we get from a Google Chrome or one of the other popular browsers. Even Microsoft got their own Edge, Microsoft Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also on this day in 1994, Borge Outland is the first person to solo and unsupported have a journey to reach the North Pole.
Well, that's nice.
That's nice.
You know what also happened on that day?
What happened?
It was just even nicer.
What's that?
In Denmark, the largest lollipop weighing 3,011 pounds was made.
What?
You know that there was this this whole challenge, like how many licks you should give a lollipop before you reach halfway.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll? That was Tootsie Roll.
No, there's one with lollipops too, right?
Yeah.
So one time I tried to figure it out by weighing it and then see if I could reach there, but guess what?
What?
I always forget and crush it so that I can get to the chewing gum.
I don't know. I haven't had lollipops in a very long time. As a child, of course,
we are. What's your favorite flavor lollipop?
I like strawberry or cherry lollipops.
There was this big one. I think it's a local one that has the rainbow colors.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
That's not local. I don't think that's local.
No, man. We get it with all these local sweeties they make, like the rubber band sweetie and stuff.
No, I don't think that's local.
Yeah?
But 3,000...
I don't think you're talking about the same one I'm talking about, you know.
Maybe it's a different one, but 3,011 mm-hmm. pongs for a lollipop is a very large size. And clearly this was the effort of many persons. It wasn't just one business or one person who decided to undertake this, but it had to be a community effort. What I know is that the Guinness Book of World Records has some of the craziest records you could imagine. People go out of their way every single year, every single day rather, to try and find a record that they can break and try and set it so that they can have their name etched in history. Some of the weirdest records I've come across is like the most t-shirts worn by a single person, the most rubber bands on a rubber band ball. Like, it gets really wild and crazy at some point. I saw one with the most coconuts smashed by a person's head. Yeah, a man was just walking down the line, smashing coconuts with his head. So it gets very wild and creative, and you can even create your own records.
Yeah,
up to yesterday, I saw one.
Yeah, good head then.
Up to yesterday, I saw one being the way somebody made the world's smallest washing machine.
Oh,
and it's a washing machine like this big.
To wash what?
A small piece of fabric just to prove that it works. I think this was in India. So people are finding creative ways. You could even find a record that you want to break and do it.
Okay, I will.
All right, we're going to head to our final break and we'll be right back with Fact or Fiction.
Introducing to you Yokohama's Deal of the Week. Get the best quality at the best prices with down payments as low as $850,000 on Nissan Tita, Toyota Sienta, Honda Fit, and much more. At Yokohama, you'll get the best quality, lowest prices, along with 6 months full coverage insurance, number plate, basic service, 6 months, 6,000 kilometers, warranty on engine, transmission, and air conditioner. Visit us at Lot 2 Plantation Sapphire East Coast Demerara or give us a call on 222-0646 or 503-4183. Check out our website at www.yokohama.gy or on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. Yokohama Trading, always your best choice.
Superbet, your best bet. Did you know that you have a chance to win up to 50 million with sport betting? Simply place your bets at www.superbet.gy for your chance to be the next lucky millionaire. Must be 18 years and older. Terms and conditions apply. Play responsibly.
I don't know what to do about these mosquitoes anymore. With all the dengue fever, malaria, the carrion.
Use Mozzipel insect repellent.
What?
Rub on Mozzipel insect repellent. It keeps insects away for 8 hours, so you don't have to worry about those deadly diseases or that confusion with mosquito nets and coils. Plus, Mozzipel insect repellent has aloe vera and vitamin E, so it softens and heals skin while protecting you.
Mozzipel insect repellent?
With aloe vera and vitamin E, the safe way to keep insects away.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Factor Fiction time, Bindi, and I've got it. You ready?
Let me go.
First up, the scent of strawberries is due to the presence of a compound called methyl anthranilate.
I don't know, but I'll say it's a fact.
You say it's a fact? Well, they're saying that the compound that I just mentioned is also found in grapes, so do you think it's a fact still?
Yes.
Arch, it is a fact. Mm-hmm. The characteristic scent of strawberries is attributed to the presence of various volatile compounds, which contribute to their sweet, fruity aroma.
Yeah, it only smells sweet. To me, strawberry only smells sweet. Strawberry is actually sour. Yeah. And that's what I like about it.
All right, so it fools you in a way.
Yeah, because when people think about strawberry, they think about something sweet, right?
I think about sour. It's very acidic.
I think strawberry is very sour.
All right, well, next up. Hippos are excellent swimmers and can hold their breath underwater for up to 30 minutes at a time.
Go on back.
Hippos are excellent swimmers and can hold their breaths underwater for up to 30 minutes at a time.
I don't think so. I'll say it's fictional.
It is fictional. Mm. While hippos are proficient swimmers, they cannot hold their breaths for extended periods like marine mammals such as whales or dolphins. Typically, they can hold their breath for only a few minutes before needing to resurface for air.
Mm-hmm.
All right, lastly, needles were historically made of steel, but modern needles are primarily made of plastic due to advancements in manufacturing technology. Needles were historically made of steel, but modern needles are primarily made of plastic due to advancements in manufacturing technology.
No, man, I'll say it's fictional.
Sure.
Yes.
It is fictional, so you're 3 out of 3 this morning. While modern needles may have plastic components, they are still primarily made of stainless steel due to its durability, sharpness, and resistance to corrosion. Plastic needles are typically used for specific medical purposes or specialized applications. So you're correct. Because while reading this, I was wondering, like, why? I hardly see any plastic needles as well. Mostly see the steel ones.
Yeah.
Yep. So 3 out of 3 this morning for Bindi, and hopefully you learned something.
So sad I get 3 out of 3 every time it's me alone.
Nobody's here to witness your glory.
Nobody's here to witness.
Well, the listeners.
May the listeners be my judge.
Yeah, they witness.
Tell them how I endonce this morning.
Guys, y'all have a great Monday and be safe. This has been Breakfast with RGI.
Radio Guyana, streaming live on RGI89FM.com. More music, more memories.